Let's go down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Tank Hotline. Welcome in our good friend Ken Cal, the play-by-play voice of the Detroit Red Wings. Ken, as always, thanks so much for doing this. I guess you've had a couple of days to reflect upon it. Your thoughts on the five-game series loss to the Nashville Predators?
Well, certainly, Pat. I give Nashville a lot of credit. You know, they played well defensively. They kind of boxed the Red Wings out. The Red Wings just couldn't generate much offense. And, you know, Pekka was sensational a couple of times during the course of the series. He stopped 40-plus shots. So, you know, their game plan worked. The Red Wings had a hard time scoring, and every game was a low-scoring affair, but they found a way to win.
You saw him for 11 games up close and personal, regular season and postseason. How do you judge the Nashville Predators going forward?
Well, they're a good team, and, you know, I've always said you've got to have good goalkeeping to go far in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and certainly I think Pekka is one of the best in the league right now, and he certainly looked sharp against Detroit. And then you look at their blue line core, and it all starts with Weber and Suter back there, and they're two of the best blue liners right now in the National Hockey League. And then, you know, Klein had a whale of a series against Detroit. So, you know, they're pretty strong back there on the blue line. They've got good goalkeeping, and they've got some scoring up front, too, with Radulov and Kostitsyn, and, you know, Leguan had some big goals in the series. So pretty balanced team, and then they're good in the faceoff circle. Paul Gostad was terrific, so... You know, they're a pretty good, solid team. They did a lot at the trade deadline, Pat, and certainly, you know, they could go far.
Talking some Red Wings hockey with Ken Cal, the voice of the Detroit Red Wings, down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Tank Hotline. Your gut on the Nicklas Lidström situation, I know that it's going to be the topic around the Red Wings for the next month or so, but your gut as to whether or not he returns.
You know, I'm kind of hedging that he's going to come back for one more year. And, you know, I don't know why. I guess it's a 50-50 shot, but... You know, he was the same as he was last year, and that, what I mean by that is that, you know, he did the same thing. He said, I'm gonna wait a couple of weeks and then talk things over with Kenny Holland. So, you know, I think if he knew he was going to retire, he would tell everybody right away that, you know, this was it. So I got a gut feeling that he could be back. I could be wrong, but you know, I guess we'll have to wait and find out.
I know that I've asked you this after every Red Wings year for the last two or three and talked about his level of play, and your response has always been, hey, if there's a guy I want out there in the last minute and a guy who I want is one of my top blue liners, it's still Nick Lidström. Do you still believe that here?
Yeah, I don't think he was 100%, though, in the playoffs. I think his ankle was still bothering him, and he never really did recover at 100%. And I think that's going to be the major issue right now, Pat, is, you know, he's going to take a look at it and say, you know what, is my ankle strong enough to play? Am I going to be the same player as I was, you know, prior to the injury or what? And I think that has a lot to do with it. I still think he's one of the best out there in the National Hockey League. Certainly at age 42, he's getting up there in age. But, again, I still feel that he still has a couple of years left if he wants to play. The question is, does he want to play? And secondly, does he have the motivation? And thirdly, he's got a son that's already playing in Sweden right now, mm-hmm. Another son going over there this summer. So how much does he want to play as opposed to how much does he want to be with his sons in Sweden? So I guess we'll have to wait and see.
So the Lidström issue is obviously the big one, but take a look at some of the other core players on this Red Wings team, Zetterberg, Datsyuk, Cronwall. Did you see a step back in performance from any of these guys this year, or same old for the most part anyway?
You know, Pat, it was a strange season in the fact that the Red Wings were the best team in the league. They had the most points up until the trade deadline, and then once they acquired Kyle Quincy, all of a sudden it was injuries that plagued this Red Wing team, and they kind of fell off the face of the earth, and they never really did recover. And, you know, I really wonder if they didn't have the injuries, you know, if they would be still the best team in the National Hockey League. My gut feeling says yes. I still think that this is a good, solid team. They've got key players that are in their prime right now. But, again, something happened. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was that the team was not 100%. Certain guys, of course, Dan Cleary wasn't 100%. Nicklas Lidström, I don't think, was 100%. But, again, you know, you got to find ways to win, especially in the playoffs, and they just didn't get it done. But I think there's going to be some changes in the offseason, not major changes. I think Ken Holland likes his team, Pat. I think he likes his players. But they have money under the cap, something that they haven't had in recent years, and I think they're going to really try and get some free agents here to kind of bolster the club.
And they've got some cap space. How do you see them trying to maybe spend that cap space this offseason?
Well, a lot of it depends, I think, on Nicklas Lidström, whether or not he's going to come back or not. And certainly I think he's going to give Ken Holland, you know, ample time to figure that out. The only question I have now and it's not just Ken Holland here in Detroit, but all general managers, is the collective bargaining agreement ends, and how do you know how much money you're going to spend? You know, I mean, that's a big question mark right now. So I guess if you're a general manager and you want to delve into the free agent market, you've got to really be careful as to how much money you spend. But the Red Wings are well under the cap right now. They've got some players that, you know, probably won't be coming back, and that'll free up some money, and, you know, they can go out and get some players.
Ken, as always, thanks so much for doing this, my friend. We will talk to you again soon.
All right, Pat, thank you.
Ken Cowell is the voice of the Detroit Red Wings, joining us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline.